So we're in this series, we're talking about communication. The first 3 weeks we've really been talking about how God communicates to us. We started out talking about listening, the art of listening, and then we went from there and we talked about the fact that oftentimes, not all the time, but oftentimes God will use one of three or multiple ways of speaking into our lives. We looked at three different ways that He often speaks into our lives. And then last week we talked together a little bit about the idea of how do we know for sure when we sense we're hearing something. When we sense that God is speaking into our lives, how do we know that it's God that we're hearing and not just our own desires or the evil, our enemies speaking into our lives? So all of those have really focused around God speaking to us. Today we're kind of shifting the gears and we're talking about the fact that God wants to hear from us. He wants us to speak to Him. Communication goes both ways. And though we've focused so much so far on listening, now we're going to focus on spending time and talking to God with our lives. So I want, before we go ahead and open Scripture, I want us to just have a word of prayer quickly. Father God, You tell us to come to You. You tell us to speak to You, to pray, to share with You what is a part of our lives. This morning, right now, Lord God, we just come to You. And we would pray that You would be a part of this study this morning. That as we open up Your Word and we dig into it, allow us to see how, Lord God, that Word is supposed to impact our lives. We've been talking these last weeks on You speaking to us, and I would pray, Lord God, that if somebody needs to hear from You this morning, that they would sense You speaking to them through Your Word this morning. Heavenly Father, we just pray, we invite You into this place as we open Your Word and learn from it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to have you turn with me to the book of Matthew. We're going to Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to go to verse 31 and 32 to start with. That's page 685 if you're using one of the Bibles here at the church. Matthew chapter 6, going to verse 31. Starting in verse 31, it says, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows what you need." As we begin to talk about us taking time to speak to God, I want us to focus in on this verse, or these two verses first, as we talk about talking to God concerning our daily lives. That's the first thing we're looking at, is talking to God concerning our daily lives. This verse, or these verses, really are kind of amazing verses when you think about it, because in these verses we see that the minute details, the details of just living life daily in and out, matter to God. We see in these verses that He talks about what I eat and what I drink and what I wear. And God is concerned with all of that and so much more with our lives. Every little detail in our lives, God cares about. This verse, it says that God already knows what our needs are. God is aware that we have the need of food, and we have the need of drink, and we have the need of clothing to wear. He knows all the items that we need to survive. Now, does that mean that we shouldn't pray and ask Him for them? Absolutely not. In fact, Jesus instructs us to do just the opposite. Jesus instructs us to pray about these things. And not only does He instruct us to pray about them, but as He so often does, He sets an example for us of coming to God with life things, daily life things. So often as we look in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we look through the Gospels and we see Jesus living His life. So often He removes Himself from the busyness of life to go and be by Himself and spend time in prayer. Such a great example to us of the importance of prayer. If Jesus needs to relieve Himself from the busyness of life to go and spend time with God in prayer, certainly it's a good idea for you and I to do the same thing. God doesn't expect us. God doesn't desire for us to panic about life. He expects us to pray about our lives. That's an important thing. I want us to say that together. It's going to be on the screen. God doesn't expect, we'll get that on the screen if we can. Maybe. God doesn't expect us to panic about life. He expects us to pray about our lives. When we pray, we are to trust God and that He's going to take care of what we've brought to Him. God wants us to talk to Him and He wants to talk to you. It's this communication that goes both ways. Maybe you've been like me and at times you've thought to yourself, I don't even know how to pray right now. Maybe your relationship is just at a point where it's tough and it's there's struggles with that relationship between you and God and you just don't know how to pray, or the situation that you're working through is one that is just so complicated, so difficult, so hard that you don't even know how to start to pray and to talk to God. So when we end up in that kind of a situation, unfortunately what happens too often is we decide just not to talk to God. And that's not healthy. That doesn't help us build and strengthen our relationship with God. That distances us in our relationship with God. So when there's those times in our life where we just don't know how to pray, here's the thing. Just start with the daily things of life, the everyday things of life. Just spend time talking to God about everything. We can thank Him for the food that's on our table and the clothes that are on our back and the roof that's over our head. Thank Him for the things that we so often just take for granted and overlook. Breath that we wake up with each morning. Not bad breath, that we can breathe. Okay? Thank Him for your health. Or if your health is suffering, thank Him for the care that's available to us to help us get healthy. Talk to Him about what fills your mind day in and day out. Share your concerns, your stresses, your struggles, your temptations. Share your joys. Anything else that fills your mind. Thank God for the relationships that He's given to you. God has made us with the ability to have relationships with one another and with Him. The way that that relationship with God flourishes is when there is communication happening between us and God. So we have to make sure that in our daily or in our time of spending time with God, that we are talking to Him concerning things of our daily life. And we see this in this passage as we continue on. We're going to look at here number two, that we need to talk to God about specific situations. And in this passage, as we look at Luke chapter 11, starting at verse 5, we're going to go to. So if you're using a church Bible, it's 735. In Luke chapter 11, verse 5 through 9, we're going to see a very specific situation that is brought to God's attention. And we're going to see that God chooses to answer that situation. So Luke chapter 11, starting at verse 5, it says this. Actually, let's go back and just go to verse 1. Just so we're getting the whole context of what it is that we're looking at here. So, starting at verse 1 in Luke chapter 11. It says, one day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, so again, we see that example of Jesus going off, spending time, communicating, talking to God. Right? When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us how to pray, just as John taught his disciples." And then Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, and we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation.'" And then we move on to verse 5, where Jesus said to them, he said, "Suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.' Then the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me, the door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though, he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend. Yet because of man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened." In this verse, we see that there's a specific request. And if we have a specific need, it's a good idea for us to talk to God with a specific request. If we know what the need is, if the need is help with a temptation in our lives, then we need to go to God and not beat around the bush, and we need to say, "God, here's what's going on in my life. Here's the temptation that I'm facing in my life, and I'm trying to resist this temptation, and I need your help with it." We're to go to God with a specific request. The specific request in this example that Jesus gives is these 3 loaves of bread. It's very clear what the need is, what the want was. He knew what he needed, and then he went to Jesus and he asked for exactly what he needed. I heard a story about a little boy, and he was being, as little boys are, he was having a rough day, being a little bit ornery at home. And he got himself into some trouble with his mom, and his mom was frustrated and decided, "We need some time apart," so she sent him to his room. And he spent a little bit of time in his room, and then he made his way out of his room eventually after about an hour or so, and he went to his mom and he said, "You know, Mom, I had a lot of time to think about what I did, and I prayed as well." His mom, a little bit proud at this moment that as her son was struggling with something, he went and spent time praying about it. She said to him, she said, "Son," she said, "I am sure that Jesus forgives you as you ask him to forgive you. And as you ask him to help you to behave, I'm sure that he will help you behave." To which the boy looked at his mom and said, "That's not what I prayed for. I prayed that you would have better patience in the future with me." A very specific request, right? The boy knew that he wanted mom to have patience. Our prayer, our time in communication with God, it's not supposed to be some lopsided thing. Absolutely, we are to listen when God speaks to us. But we are also supposed to go to Him and to pray to Him and to share specific needs and ideas, thoughts with Him. Matthew chapter 6 verse 8 says, "Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." Just think of that. God knows what our needs are before we even need to ask Him. And because of that, I'm convinced that He already has an answer in store for us. Now, I'm not going to spend much time on this because I've talked about this before and it's not the main focus of what we're talking about today, but God answers prayers in 3 different ways. And those 3 ways are, He answers them yes, no, and wait. The yes and no ones, at least for myself, those are the easy ones because you kind of sense that answer and then you can begin to deal with whatever it is that you are praying about. The weight one, however, can be a challenge, at least for me. Because I'm not a patient person, first of all, and I want to begin to move on with life and figuring out what's going on in life. And that weight idea is hard because that weight idea forces us sometimes to trust God a little bit longer, a little bit harder, a little bit more in life. So if you've been in that weight area of life, you probably know what I'm talking about. That weight answer can just be a challenge, but God does always answer our prayers. Always answers them. We need to ask in boldness. We need to ask specifically. And ask persistently is the other thing that we need to make sure we're doing. But when God tells us, when we sense that the answer is that we need to wait, don't just stop communicating to God. Scripture tells us, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Keep on doing those things. Keep asking and seeking and asking God to answer. We need to ask persistently. Thirdly, we need to talk to God concerning spiritual wisdom in our lives. Every one of us should desire to have spiritual wisdom in our lives. We should desire to be wise as it comes to spiritual matters. I don't know if you've ever asked God for wisdom before, but if you haven't, you should do that. That's something that God desires to give to anybody that is a follower of His. In James chapter 1, verse 5, it says it this simply. It says, if any one of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. It will be given to you. No matter how long you've known Jesus, no matter how long you've been on this faith journey that you're on, no matter how many seminary classes you sat in, no matter how many Sunday morning sermons you sat through. No matter how educated you are, we all have experiences in life where we need God's wisdom. Where we need His wisdom, we just can't handle it ourselves. Just this last week, without getting into specifics or details, I was working with a situation in my life that I've never worked with before in my life. And multiple times, I was going to God saying, God, is what I'm doing the right thing? I need Your wisdom in this. Is this the right direction to go? Is this the right thing to do? And through those times of prayer and talking to God, I believe that God chose to show me that yes, what we were doing is right, and he communicated that. And we talk about how God communicates to us, right? In this case, He communicated through several people that were kind of in that journey along with me that I could share this with. And God desires to give us wisdom when we're in situations that we don't know what to do. But we have to go to Him and we have to ask Him for His wisdom as we go through life. God wants us to be wise. He wants us to use our heads. He doesn't want us to make stupid decisions. I love the way James chapter 1, verse 5 is written in the Message version. It just says it like this. It says, if you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get His help. That was my experience this week. I didn't know what I was doing. I prayed to my Father, and because He loves to help, He gave His help. If you don't know what you're doing, ask God to help you. Pray a prayer. I don't know how many times I've prayed prayers like, Father, I don't know what to say. Help me out. I'm going into a tough conversation maybe, and I don't know how to handle it, and I don't want to make it worse than it is. I want people to see the grace of God still through a tough conversation. God, I don't know what to say here. Help me out. Those are good prayers. Or we have a big decision to make and we say, God, I need you to be a part of this because I don't know what to do. God wants to help us. He wants to give us wisdom. And the Bible tells us that all we need to do is we need to ask for it. The last thing I want us to look at in regards to talking to God, and this is, if you're taking notes, go ahead and cross out that word concerning on number four. I changed this after we had printed stuff. So number four is talk to God with faith. Talk to God with faith. When we come to God, when we come to Jesus, we need to have faith. This is probably one of the most important facts about talking to God. God wants us to talk to Him, but He wants us to do it with faith that He is God, that He is listening, and that He will answer. In James chapter 1, verse 6, we already looked at verse 5. In verse 6, it goes on to say, it says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. And then in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, without faith it is impossible, to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, meaning He is God, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Those words in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, say we must believe. They're critical words in that verse. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe. If you or I don't believe in Him, you won't find Him. It's really that simple. If you can't find Him, He won't talk to you, and you won't be talking to Him. God is more than willing to talk to us. In fact, He wants to talk to us. But we must have faith in Him to communicate with Him. When you expect God to answer your prayers, then you are really praying. I want us to say that together as well. I think it's just key to what we're talking about today. When you expect God to answer your prayer, then I'm really praying. Back in 2006, I think it was, so we're going back quite a few years, there's a movie that was put out called Facing the Giants. I'm going to guess some of you may have seen that movie. It's one of those uplifting, encouraging kind of movies. It talks a lot about overcoming the giants in life, overcoming the obstacles in life. One of those motivator kind of movies. In the movie, there's a guy, and his name is Coach Taylor. And Coach Taylor is going through just a tough, tough time. He's discouraged. He's disappointed in life. He's disappointed in what's going on. His world just seems to be falling apart for him at this point. It's the small things and it's all the way to the big things, right? His car battery's dead. There's something that stinks really bad in his house. The team that he coaches can't win a game. And he just finds out that him and his wife aren't able to have children. So the whole gamut of things is going on in life. And he's pretty much at this point lost his faith in God. I want us to close our time this morning by just taking a look at a clip of what happens next. After he gets to that low, low point in his life, I want us to close our time together by seeing what happens next.
Mr. Bridges? Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. He says, behold, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Coach Taylor, the Lord is not through with you yet. You still have an open door here. And until the Lord moves you, you're to bloom right where you're planted. I just felt led to come and tell you that today.
Mr. Bridges, you believe God told you to come tell me that?
I do.
I admit to you I have been struggling. But I've also been praying. I just don't see him at work here.
Grant, I heard a story about two farmers who desperately needed rain. And both of them prayed for rain. But only one of them went out and prepared his fields to receive it. Which one do you think trusted God to send the rain?
Or the one who prepared his fields for it.
Which one are you? God will send the rain when he's ready. You need to prepare your field to receive it.
I love this question of which one are you? Are you the one that prays and does nothing to prepare? Or are you the one that prays and takes steps because you're trusting faithfully that God is going to answer your prayers? It's a great thought for us as we talk about talking to God. God desires for us to come to Him with faith. Let's pray together. Lord God, forgive us, Heavenly Father, for the times that we come to you with our laundry list of things in life, but we don't come to you with faith that you're going to respond, that you're going to walk with us, that you're going to show yourself faithful to us. Help us, Lord God, to be a people that we come to you and we talk to you on a regular basis, and we talk to you about just the happenings of life. We talk to you about the stressors in life, the concerns in life. We talk to you about the joys in life and the triumphs in life. We talk to you about our relationships. We talk to you about the path that you would have us go with our lives. Help us to be a people, Lord God, that do that. Help us, Lord God, to be a people that come to you when we know a specific situation in our lives, and that we would turn that over to you, that we would bring that and lay that at your feet and say, God, I need help with this today. And as we go through life, Lord God, I would pray that each one of us we continually, constantly look to you for wisdom in life. Because we will all be running into things each day, each week of our lives where we just don't have the answer to it. It might be a situation that we've never been able to dream up in our lives, in our minds. Help us to quickly come to you to pray and to ask for your wisdom as your word instructs us to do. Father God, we thank you that you're a God that desires to have communication with us. We pray that we will be a listening people. We pray that we will be a praying people. People that go to you, talk to you, and make communication with you an important reality in our lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.